Today we're talking Khloe Kardashian's new show. We're also talking Kim Fields on Dancing with the Stars. And does Kenya have a secret? Stay tuned.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
Terrible. What's up, everyone, and welcome to Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check. We are so excited. Are you watching the Oscars? If not, you can watch us right here. We are so excited to get into it. Now, I'm your host, Ashley Gray. Join with me, Corinne Williams.
Hey.
And DJ Jesse J. Who can also add comedian to the mix because my baby boy did a stand-up yesterday.
It was everything. It's been 6 years since I've done stand-up, so it was really good to get back up.
Did you talk about the song in your stand-up?
Nope.
Is it comical?
I talked about Beyonce. I talked about my family.
Did you talk about Blue Ivy and her baby hair?
And afro.
No, but I talked about how Beyonce needs to work with Sears and drop an appliance.
Well, first, before we get into our topics, let's talk about this song that we introed. We all know Gina from More 10. What's her real name?
Hey, Gina.
Tisha Martin Campbell.
So, do we like it?
Nah.
I think it's cute. I don't see it being like, get information. Or like, whack, 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 whack,
I think
whack.
She thought it was going to be like, get information.
I'm just really confused as
did
to...
Did you see that video?
Yeah,
that's why I didn't think that she thought that that's going to compete with formation. I think it's Tisha being like, I have some coin. I'm trying to have fun.
Does she?
That might have been... yeah, she owns the Zen Lounge that does very well.
Doesn't Will Smith own it?
With her man.
Okay, Dwayne so Martin. That's multiple owners for
and
how much
she's
revenue?
She's married into with the coin. I think she has some coin.
Okay, I think she has
from
some
nickels. From the residual check?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Martin.
So I definitely don't think that it's competing with formation. I don't think that that's what she was trying to do.
It's a viral video. I think it's just
no,
gonna...
I think she was real serious about it, though.
Really?
Yes.
Second.
I think that she wanted this
second
to blow up.
I think she dropped that and was like, damn, this my joint right here.
No.
She was like, this is hot. And my girl is in this video too, giving face.
But I thought she had a nice little flow. A nice
I
little,
like it. I'm not
cute.
Saying that I don't like it. I really enjoy it. I think it's entertaining, but I don't consider her a serious like rapper.
Yeah, like
I'm
not running out to purchase the
Tisha
Martin
not.
Candle.
Absolutely not. YouTube it.
Do y'all remember her song like back in the like 90s? What? It was like...
I know the one she just came out with like last year. I was like...
Yeah, that one. No, remember
with
it was
the butterfly
like,
on her eyelash.
Yeah, it was... Interesting. Wait, what was
I like? I like this better than that.
If you're going to do it, then you need to do something like this. It's fun. No one's really going to take you seriously. You shouldn't take yourself seriously. And then you see what happens from there. Team up with somebody. Would you think that Nikki would do a song with her?
Yeah, I think so. It's
I think
Gina.
She would. Just because it's Gina from Martin. Like, everyone knows her and appreciates...
Oh, it's not Gina, as she says. Hashtag lazy bitch.
Yeah, no, Nicki Minaj would not.
Now I feel like Nicki's going to hop on anybody.
This song will be, like, played in pump. Like, that's what I feel about
yeah, like,
song,
the gay clubs
you know?
Will definitely, like,
yeah.
Like,
play
in
this
Iowa.
Song.
I love you, Gina.
Not the Abbey, though.
Well, let's talk about Khloe Kardashian's new show, which is going to premiere on E! There isn't a set release date as of yet, but it's called Revenge Body. And basically what she is going to be doing is helping people with a full body makeover they've gone through a lot of things in their life, maybe a breakup or a divorce or anything like that. And
why don't she just have them ring the damn doorbell on Cocktails with Khloe and come on inside there?
I'm just okay. So are we here for it though?
Like TLC come and fix the damn house?
So is she the Armenian Ayanna Van Zandt?
Is she Armenian? Because I thought OJ was her dad.
She's half.
Did you see her recently on Hollywood Today Live?
Dear.
When Garcelle, who's boring, I'm sorry, I love you, Fancy. She's so boring. And had the nerve to say, I've always wanted to be a host. Well, you can kiss that career goodbye because she is so boring.
She
I don't even see her
in
on the
same
View.
Same hosting class when I first moved to Los Angeles,
you
California.
And Khloe Kardashian.
No, not Khloe.
Garcelle.
Bouvier.
Anyway, so back to what the question that Garcelle asked. Khloe, she basically was like, so I know you're so sick of hearing this question, but are you OJ's daughter?
OJ's daughter.
And Khloe was like, don't I look half black? that was a really good comeback. I'm glad that Chloe's making a joke about it, because that is her dad.
I'd be like, well, you could, actually. I do.
The only thing that she didn't get was the lips. That's why she always has to plump
them. Or her booty, because she bought that.
That flat
back. Every black girl doesn't have a big booty, though. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Not my ministry.
So are we going to watch it?
No. I'm not even going to check the first
one. No, I'm not even going to do it, to do due diligence, to rate, you know, talk about the show on the on this show. Sorry.
So did you guys hear that Snooki got really drunk on the last episode of Cocktails with Chloe?
Yeah, and I heard that was actually a really good one.
Yeah, because she was drunk. We all love a drunk Snooki.
And wait, who did she shade? I heard that she shaded somebody because someone referred her as Snooki. No.
No, I don't.
No, I just heard that Snooki kind of snapped on somebody.
Oh, Snooki, go to sleep.
I know, like, you trying to pull up and be this mom. You're boring like that. No one wants to see that. I mean, do that in the background. This but then mom. When you're in front of the camera, you need to be Snooki. I mean, don't throw away with that name because that name made you. You're a character.
We will all That's remember you drunk on the beach, person. Getting arrested, and then 3 days later, you still had sand
still
in your coochie.
Had sand. Do you remember that?
I do.
And everybody watched that show. My then boyfriend's father would watch that show, Jersey Shore. We all was sitting there watching that daggone show.
I'm like, come on, Snooki. Just be Snook, and just get it over with. I mean, it's a character, like I said before. It's not who you are necessarily, but you're funny and more fun that way.
Because if I am on reality TV, you best believe I'm going to be a character.
Absolutely. Who do I want to be today?
One reality star who does not want to be a character is Miss Kim Fields, as she will be departing from Real Housewives
of Atlanta.
She
should have never signed. And we will not miss you.
No, I think it was genius of her. She did one season of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Yes. And then now she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, that's good. I think that's the perfect fit for her. Maybe this was her segue. Maybe her end goal was Dancing with the Stars all along, because no one was rooting or looking or checking for you on Real Housewives.
Well, damn. I was checking for her.
Well, I was checking for her Team Natural. Ooh, she's cute.
I like her responses back to the ladies.
But anyways, it seemed like a natural weave. Yeah. Because it just was kind of stiff and like some...
Wasn't moving.
Yeah. I hate Ashley. But anyways, when she did her interview on Wendy Williams a month or two ago, she said that she probably would only do it for one season because she just needed to get herself back out there.
This is exactly what it's
doing for her right now. We're sitting here talking about her. She's on Dancing with the Stars. She's going to start doing other things because she's not only an actress, she's a producer, she's a writer.
Everyone can say Kim's so boring. We've literally talked about her every single week.
We talked about her because we talked about how boring she is.
No, we don't. She had the drama with Kenya. She had, and the way she delivers it, there's so much shade on the show that it's just like, and her husband just be throwing it back. But the other tea is, so they just filmed the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion.
Come on with that seating chart.
And if y'all look at the picture right here.
The seating chart.
I wonder who put this together, how they did it. So they have Andy in the middle, Kenya and Portia sitting directly across
from each other. Since when did Portia upgrade to sit next to Andy? Normally she's like on the outskirts.
She's where Kim is. But Portia has been giving us just real round the way ratch.
She needed to step her game up.
She stepped it all the way up, and I appreciate it. But then they did say, because Nene will be a part of the reunion at some point.
Right.
Yeah, so they're going to squeeze Nene where Portia is sitting and just move her down because Nene's sitting by the Godfather.
Okay.
Of course.
I don't think Andy even likes Nene, to be honest.
Oh, I think he does.
Yeah.
I think he really gets down with Nene's.
I think it's like...
Yeah.
Lineath. I think it's like catty fun, though. Like,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's business.
I would love to hang out with him.
But what about... what do you guys feel? This is a segue to about Fashion Police. Nene will be going away. Do we think that she's the one who caused the controversy?
Well, it doesn't
matter.
Because
that's what sources are saying.
I could see that.
Me too. She's like, and then did you see the statement she posted? I am not a diva. Yes, you are. And for you to put all caps.
She's professional.
I can't.
To put on what?
She put all caps. She was angry. It was some anger.
I'm not a diva.
I'm a diva.
What? She probably wakes up to that song this every day.
Stick up your hands in the money.
Well, you know what? She needs to stick somebody up so she can get her some new weave or some hair or something.
I like what she's doing right now.
And do you?
She went back to inches.
Mm. Who, Lanithia?
Yes.
Yeah,
she went
like
back
the little
to inches.
Elastic braid.
I just would prefer her to go. Shots fired. I just would prefer her to go darker. I mean, it's fine for black women to do blonde
it's
and play
okay,
with color,
but
every year.
Yeah.
Did you
every
hear that
year.
Silence?
Year.
No, we had a it moment of silence for Nene's natural hair.
R.I.P. Anyway, so
R.I.P. just killed the
wave. R.I.P.
R.I.P. You just killed your roots.
So, right, do so you... speaking of roots.
Yes. Oh.
How are you going to segue that?
Let's talk about Neo and his new wife and the roots that were not at the wedding. How about that?
I got some tea.
Trying
go
to
ahead.
Comfort me. Okay. So anyways, let's see here. So as you all know, Neo married his, I don't know what you want to call her, his new boo thing, Crystal Renee.
Now, how long
Is
have they been married?
She
I mean, not
something.
Married, but how long have they been dating? Because at this rate, I feel like I can just marry
you can.
Neo, Usher. They just be marrying that's men, women.
Girl.
Well, that's not the direction that I wanted to take the story, but
Wait, was Neo gay at any point?
No, there were just rumors about him being gay. Which,
why? Just because he writes really nice love songs
no,
about his feelings?
No, there were rumors about him being gay because...
You better bring that harmony.
Because
no.
Because why?
Because us gay motherfuckers.
Gays.
We be catching that tea.
Catching the tea.
And spilling it
we'll
in
spill
others.
Some.
I don't have no tea, but I'm just saying, the reason he got some gay rumors is the same reason Trey Songz got gay rumors out there. If you do something suspect... If you do something suspicious.
So let's talk about Neo not inviting his kids
Girl,
to the wedding. What's up with that?
It's shade.
That okay. sounds like some Lamar Odom type
talk
ish.
About, oh.
Anyway, so here is the story. Neo got married to Crystal Renee on, what, February 20th,
I'm so
right?
sick of everybody putting Renee as their, like, second name.
And it's spelled R-E-N-A-Y, like real black. Renee. Renee.
I'm like, seriously?
That is ratchet to just add
Real
Renee black. At the end of the
show. Crystal. Crystal Renee. Anyways. So, nonetheless, they got married, and then he's posted all these pictures. She posted all these pictures, and the fans were like, hold up. Where is Monietta's kids? Okay, where are your babies? Where are your chillins? We don't see any pictures of the kids. So, they were clapping back, and then here comes Niso. Nice other baby mama.
Yeah.
The first baby
mm-hmm.
mama. The original.
The original.
Yeah. And she says, you know what, team? Please don't be aggressive. I need my paycheck at my house.
Right.
So this is why the kids were not here. And I quote, okay. She said, not that it's anyone's business. I have a few, excuse me.
Give us the other.
Collect yourself.
I can't even read my own dang writing. So anyway, she said, I have a few seconds to entertain since we are all done with school visits for today. Any involved parent in search for the best school for their children knows how important this process is, and I don't take it lightly. It's a very long process, and we are at the end, which is the reason why my children were not there.
So in other words, Neo, your love life, your marriage, your wedding is
more
not
important.
Is not important.
No, that's more important than your children's education.
That doesn't
their
make
career.
Any sense
oh,
because
no. See,
that doesn't to me that makes no sense.
You
to
didn't
me.
Go to multiple schools that day, like if
exactly,
you have,
and that
a tour
process
takes a
is not it's a long process. So all of that is going to just be compacted into that one day.
And I'm sure this wedding was
wrong.
I'm sure the wedding was planned out. The
exactly,
date was
so don't pull that one number one,
well,
the original OG. That makes no sense.
That. She was going on
I'm
in
sure
defense.
I'm sure she was.
In defense of
Cast
Neo and Crystal Renee. But yeah, she probably just wants to keep that new E-class.
Yeah,
and,
go back to sleep.
House.
We won't wake you up next time. Let's
so
talk.
We don't buy that story
we
at
don't.
No, she looked at the wedding. She was like, this is bullshit ass wedding. The kids ain't going to that shit. Like
she
we
was like, and I should have been the one walking down the aisle saying I do. Because y'all saw me on Celebrity X's
and
or
now
whatever
she can't have
was.
No babies because her shit
now
burnt
I done
off.
Tied my tubes.
Are they tied or burnt? Because
oh,
she can't
no,
have
well,
them.
No, well, remember when she went to the doctor in her season, she said, said that the doctor said that he can reverse it because they weren't burnt.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you still have an opportunity to do the dang
just
thing.
Just don't. You already find have you two. You have a boy and a girl. You're good.
Yeah, how about you move to Miami or she can move to Houston and be on the next Love and Hip Hop. Now, the franchise is going to Miami and it's going to Houston. Whichever, there's no premiere date set, but they want to start filming as early as April. And they want to, they're going to see which one has the most drama before they release either or. Do you think this is a good move for the franchise? One. Two, which one do you think is going to be the hottest?
I think Miami it's oversaturated at this point. Okay. It's like Mob Wives Chicago.
Died so fast.
Also, Miami,
Chicago.
They've been saying this for years. Because what's her name from Basketball Wives?
They said there's some celebrity names that Angel, are hooked to it, but they didn't release any names as of
Angel
yet.
Angel Brinks was supposed to be on Love & Hip Hop Miami years ago. They keep bringing it up. I think the Miami one, they're just kind of throwing it in to see, but the Houston one could be something. But
who
at this
would
point,
be on the Houston, Houston
no,
one?
No, the people Bundy, they yeah, the people
Slim
they named were some
like
crazy
to see
fucking
Thug.
People.
Hey, Slim.
But it's just like at this point, we already have three. I'm already tired of Hollywood.
I'm tired.
New York, I'm getting drained. Atlanta, it's like I'll give this season
well,
one more chance.
Well, they say that this is going to be a totally different vibe from the franchise that we know now. It's going to be completely different.
Why? Then we really don't want to see it. And will Trina be on the one in Miami? Because we did see her earlier this week beat up some man at the club. So that's what I want to see.
If Trina's on the Miami one,
I'm going to
watch it.
Because it's
going to
be turned.
Because she beat up a man. She socked a man.
Trina, Rick Ross, Omarion. If you got that kind of camp,
I don't want to see Omarion.
I don't. Thank you for speaking up.
Yeah.
Sister. But did you see his new braids on Instagram? Love them.
Yeah, they're cute.
They're super
not.
Cute.
Oh,
so
I
cute.
See them.
Love them. Yeah. But did you guys see Little Women? Women Atlanta, and they fought.
Yes. I saw.
Dragged
it three
the
times.
Pregnant little one into it too.
Yeah, and the pregnant one was dragging the twin by the hair.
Oh, I'm like, this God. Is too ratchet.
Okay.
And why are you fighting pregnant?
And why are you? Just why? Just por qué? For why? For what?
Girl.
Oh, it's so exhausting, but why am I drawn to this?
Exactly. I'm like, wait, but what?
Girl.
What happened? So tell us Kenya's secret because she got a whole bunch
that's
of them.
Before
mean,
I tell you Kenya's secret,
what's fake about her?
Remember the VH1 situation? Oh, remember Tyra Banks and how America's Next Top Model got canceled?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, girl, already they feeling like they need to revive this shit. VH1 picked it up.
Boom, boom.
Tyra's only going to be executive producing it. She's not going to be the host. They
please, we're
going to
see the Mize on camera.
Well, you know they'll probably have like smizing.
Gaga, cuckoo! Smize with your eyes! Gaga, cuckoo!
And her husband or her fiance or her boyfriend, whoever he is going to be the photographer.
Yeah, he's going to be
it's
the new
It's a family
Nye
affair.
Show.
So who do you think is going to host it?
The baby. You know, me and Corinne recently spoke to Miss J over the weekend. And let me just say, check out those interviews on BH on Black Hollywood Live. They are, yes, girl, they're up. Hilarious. We asked Miss J, when are you going to be on TV? And he dodged the question. So I think that he definitely will be on the revived edition of the VH1 America's Next Top Model. And I want to see someone fun hosting it. I wouldn't even mind Miss J hosting it because he gives so much life. And he is so shady, but his shade is really fun.
Okay, here's somebody else too. Someone when
Lisa Vanderpump.
Joan. what's her name? Pass for Fashion Police. Joan. Oh my God.
Joan. She gone.
Yeah. What's her last name? Joan Rivers. Bitch, Fashion Police.
She gone.
Right. When she passed away, I really wanted RuPaul to do Fashion Police on E!
Not in drag.
No.
You know she has a new show called It's Something. It's on YouTube. And they get a lot of hits on it. And I really love
What's
him as a host. I don't know. I
would
just
really be
it
into
day,
him
though.
For doing America's
Could
Top
we see
Model.
Him?
It's called like Get Powered or Get Pumped or something like that. I don't know, but
I
it's powered by E!
Why?
I think
I
that he is an amazing host and I love what he's done with his show.
Not the drag.
I just think that it would take away from what we know America's Next Top Model to be, and then it would turn into it's a RuPaul show.
Can't
you know
be.
What I mean?
Okay.
Really?
So we need that definitive distinction.
I love him on his show that he's doing now, and I don't get RuPaul
but it's
from
very
it at
RuPaul.
All.
No, see, I do get
but
RuPaul.
It's still
but I would like to see him in a situation where he had to
Shut up.
Hey, Rue.
I like that.
When he went on Bethany.
Yes.
And she was like, how come you're not? And he said, honey, because you ain't paying me.
Yes. Okay, so give me three tops who you would want to see as a host.
I'm going to say Miss J.
Miss J? Who else you got? Nobody else?
Oh, oops. Come back to me, honey. Come full circle.
Jesse, you said Ru?
Yeah, RuPaul or...
What about NeNe?
What NeNe gonna tell me I look good?
I just want her to be somewhere. Okay.
In the bed.
What about?
Cynthia Bailey.
Honey, please.
She has no personality.
She can be on the talk show with Garcelle.
Lee Simmons?
No.
Because remember?
Oh, no. Life in the Fab Lane.
What about? What about Bevy Johnson? Beverly Johnson?
Ooh. No, she gives me too much of this. I don't want to hear that. And the America's Next Top Model is.
And Miss J would be right.
Cindy Crawford.
There would be just so much.
I can Cindy Crawford, but she's too white.
Yeah.
Well, we know he ain't gonna be Naomi. What about Naomi? Tyson Beckford?
No, because he does not speak well.
I would watch every fucking
what
week.
What about Seal?
All right, what's the next? Can you get a secret?
What's the secret?
Okay, y'all. So, anyways, as we try to figure this out, you know what? I have a great idea. Cynthia Bailey can do a casting search with the Bailey Agency.
We saw how that worked out every season.
She's gonna be stealing everybody's money.
We always see the casting, but we never see what happens after the casting.
She steals money from people.
She stole the money from the contestants. Anyway,
Cynthia Bailey.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, I did a story on her on Reality Check.
Dear. Was I here?
No, honey.
My girl.
Anyways, go to sleep. So now we are transitioning to one of these housewives, homegirls, because she's not a wife. Kenya Moore.
Yeah, she has a little secret, and that's how she should keep it.
I was going to sing my own song. So now everybody's
Well, Diana said that. Thank you. But them pimples gotta go,
Those aren't pimple bed dents.
Craters.
I love Kenya.
Moon rocks.
Ooh. Anyways, y'all. So
you sunk your battleship. Puts the stuff fucking pegs in her face. Like.
Okay, seriously, what's the secret, Karim? What is it?
Girl, your face look like Rihanna's album cover. Braille. Anti. Go. What happened? What's the secret? She posted she have a secret.
Kenya.
She got a fake butt.
I am not with y'all. So Kenya posted a very cryptic message on her Instagram, and she says, basically, I have a secret.
Okay.
And that's it.
There's no lead up to this.
There's no lead up.
So
honey,
she's probably pregnant.
She's either engaged, pregnant, or married. Go to sleep.
Those
girl,
are
just because someone nuts in you, you ain't pregnant, girl. Mm.
So if you want to see the cryptic message, just go to her Instagram. I tried to look on the blog sites. You know I'm nosy. I was calling people I know. Nobody was like, go to sleep. Why are you calling me about this?
What do you think it is?
She's engaged or she eloped. I don't care.
I was going to say, like, tell me you have a secret, it has to be something I care about. So either you're pregnant, like, you're married, like...
Okay, so let's just
But how many times was she pregnant? How many times?
No times. She just went to the sperm bank, and Phaedra called her out about...
That was a low blow on Phaedra's
It was
part.
Not.
Really? Why?
No, because she said can that Apollo had AIDS.
Yeah, can you be thrown low? She was like
she
to Kim, and if your finances are, you know... Like, bitch, we're talking about a gay husband. Why are you throwing my finances in here?
And
like,
Tootie she has money? Legitimate money. No, she does.
Who?
Tootie.
Yeah.
Oh, Kim Fields?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
We don't know about Miss Morse.
Well, let's Morse talk code. About American Idol. It's the final season, and Linda LaPorsha.
I love her.
LaPorsha. She is
when
amazing.
When she shines bright like a diamond.
Oh, my
she
God.
Is, I've listened to that 80
you
times.
You know one thing that I love about her? Because I've been watching American Idol from, like, the...
Kelly.
First no, Kelly? Not that far back. Oh. I'm just talking about this season.
Well, I have.
I mean, I have, but because American Idol got washed out like somewhere in between.
After
like I would watch the first season, the second season, and then I would drop off the third, the fourth, and then come back the fifth.
American Idol, they're the only. You know that once you go black, you never go back. American Idol is the only one that don't
that
do
traded.
That. They once they went black, they stopped and just kept going with all these white people.
You mean winners?
Yeah, yes. Winning wise.
Well, I think LaPortia, LaPortia definitely could win this.
She's not winning.
But one thing that I really love about this season, it's very diverse.
It is.
This, and that's what I love. So I don't care who wins because it's so diverse. And I love that about it. You got so many different. I want LaPortia to win too. I mean, hello, that fro, Linda. Yes. Just for the flow alone. But she's amazing. I really love her.
Did you guys watch the Kelly Clarkson performance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't cry, though.
I didn't cry. But it was touching. It was touching. Seeing LaPortia cry, J-Lo cry. I thought she was going to honestly, like, I felt her pain on stage going through that song. Like, because even when at the end she was like, and I just hope he comes out very soon, like, I don't know what it feels like to be pregnant, but she looked like she was in pain that whole song.
You know what? Kelly Clarkson's season, I really loved it because...
I thought you didn't go that far back.
No, I mean, I told you, I used to watch it, but I would drop off somewhere in the middle because it was just so washed up and whack to me. But you see how normal they looked back then? Yeah. Like, they weren't, like, glammed up. Like, Kelly Clarkson literally just had on a t-shirt
and
jeans.
That is evolution of a show, honey. Mm-hmm.
I know, but I really liked it.
Because even the judges,
then,
it was just like a fucking sheet over the table. They're like a closet, janitor closet, like, okay, what do you have for us?
And if you even look at old footage of Simon, that was like pre-work that he has done on his face.
I love Simon.
Now he
looks
like John Travolta.
Everything. I tuned in. I tuned in because of Simon and his shade. He's the king of shade. Do you guys watch The Bachelor?
No.
No, but I've been watching like Late Night with Jimmy Fallon and Kimmel, and they be playing the clips from The Bachelor. I need to watch The Bachelor because it's so
everything.
Fucking hilarious.
So first of all, I know you guys don't watch.
Break it down.
But freaking JoJo, who was one of the contestants this season, her brothers went in.
What?
Last week was the hometown visits, and her brothers went in on Ben. It was like, I mean, I just really feel like you brainwashed these girls. Everything that you say is so scripted. Yeah. Like, are you for real? Yeah. And I was like, yes! Love them. The younger one, I feel like he needs to be the next Bachelor. He was real cute.
Was
didn't
he?
See a wedding ring. I was like, yes, JoJo, tell your brother to call me. But they were going in
were
on
these
Ben.
Ones that were really into like her, and they were like kissing on her when they walked in and like, oh.
Yes.
That
they
was
like
weird.
The no, but the family just really, really close. I don't think so. I really appreciated the fact that the brothers like stood up and said something.
I didn't see that part, but the entrance part I saw, I was like, whoa.
I think that it was really I think it was more endearing.
Like way too awkwardly close. Like
no, I think that it was very endearing. I feel like I would want my brothers to step up like that.
No, exactly.
Like, and that's what they did, and no other family. I feel in the history of The Bachelor has ever came for a bachelor like that before. And to be honest, like everything that Ben says, I feel like his responses to the families and to the girls is very scripted. And he was like, I don't follow a script. I'm like, shut up.
Yes,
you are fed lines to say Ben.
Right now, you
just looked like he looked like he was crying. He looked like he was about to cry. He got in the truck. Like,
so I was like,
shut up, Ben. Girl, she was gone February 1st.
Oh, I don't watch. So.
It was the 1st of February, Black History Month, and Ben said,
name?
I have a dream, and you ain't in it.
Come on, Martin. Yeah. Come on, Martin.
But you know what? I told you Jubilee wasn't going to win. I mean, Jubes, stop. She didn't even look like Ben was not attracted
was
to her
that
at
really
all.
Her name?
Jubilee.
Happy 4th.
Do you think that Ben would have? No, it just wasn't going to work out. I feel like they strung her along and then they dismissed her.
What's Ben's last
Higgins.
Name? Could you imagine Ben Jubilee Higgins welcome you?
Shine bright like a diamond.
Let's move on to Reality X and Reality Check. What you got for us?
Oh, I got some
things. Damn, Daniel. Back at it again with the Vans.
Hashtag.
Damn, Daniel. So this fucking video got released. I'm sitting over here hearing people talk about damn Daniel, damn. I'm like, all right, let me watch it because it must be hilarious.
Yeah, I thought that too.
I didn't understand.
And I like literally tweeted out like, I must be too old for this generation of humor because I didn't even giggle.
I was like
anticipating the funny part. Like, is he gonna fall? Is he gonna trip in them vans? Like, what's gonna happen? Is he gonna get clocked with a van?
No.
So what is it because he just wears white pants all the time?
I don't know.
It's just like the way that the guy is saying it. And because he wears like Vans all the time, but I just don't find it funny at all.
It wasn't funny at all.
No. Reality
X. No LOLs for me.
So there's a report that Miss Drea yes. is working on a new reality show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With six of her friends. They are not basketball
not
wives.
BB Dubs.
Cocktails with Chloe Drea edition.
They're keeping it very quiet. Are we here for a new Drea reality show?
Tea with Drea.
No.
Are we reality X or reality
I'm
checking
it? I'm Xing it.
I'm Xing it.
I want to see who the friends are first.
Well, we know who our friends are going to be. It's going to be, what is that child's name who was on Basketball Wives LA?
Angel Brinks.
Yeah, Angel Brinks.
And that's her only friend.
She
really
chick that she rolls out with when she was not pregnant at the club. Like, that's it. Boring. She's not going to divulge real stuff. She's not going to talk about what really happened with she and Orlando, why they bash each other on social media then. She's not going to talk about the real goings on that happened on Basketball Wives. These are the things that we really want to know. I don't care about Mint Swim. I don't care. Like,
it's cute though.
No, that's cute. I don't want to know the backstory to it. Like,
yeah, is there a backstory?
But I'm just saying, like, give me. I want to know, like, real tea. Like, what's up in your life? If you're gonna have this reality TV show, please give us the real tea, the real juice, the drama.
So, who would we want to see on a reality TV show? Because obviously, we're all Xing that.
Me.
Yeah. Besides Corinne Williams,
Jesse,
yep.
and Jesse, what celebrity?
Ashley. Oh, she yes. tried it. Look at
her. Honey, I don't know if you saw that. I was at the comedy store last night.
Come on, honey. On Sunset.
Well, I was trying to lead into this. There's nobody that I want to see right now on a reality show. No one's really interesting to me. I feel like everyone's washed up. I want to see new faces. I want to get something like Laguna Hills or The Hills or something like that, where it's like,
yeah, but just, where? What's an interesting place to like?
Los Angeles, California. 1, 2, 3. Do you want to know my life?
Celebrities, but you can't be.
Well, no, I was saying that there are no celebrities right now that I would like to see on TV. I just feel like they're all boring and washed up, and we know their stories, and they're trying to create these new stories that are all fake, and I just can't.
You don't want
to
have another. Maybe Dre can have like the next 16 seconds.
Please. You know what? New York. I would like to see her on a reality show again.
Just follow her around and all of her shenanigans. Yep. Like, whatever it is that she does, I'm here for it.
Because mm-hmm. she is. Did you know she got her nose done? Didn't know it. She got her nose done. She talked about it. She was on Ru's. I call him Ru now. RuPaul's show on YouTube, powered by E. So, yeah, she talks about it. It's brand new. Brand new nose job.
How does it look, though?
Good.
I want to see New York and Cardi B in a conversation.
She needs to get a new wig. I'm so sick. She just looks like a real dork. She needs to, like, lighten it up or, like, push it back. Because it's, like, on her forehead,
just
literally.
Just give us a good you part. You know what I'm saying? Give me a good you part.
So we can see your face. Yeah.
Do a middle, side, girl, high bun.
I'm for it.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
And take off those cotillion gowns.
Mm. Now she's talking about getting a butt lift. That's what she was on the show talking about.
Because she was on Botch before and she got her boobs done.
Yeah.
She just
But they kept messing up, though.
Yeah. She even when she was on Botch, I was like, oh, I love New York.
I love her.
Like, she
you
just,
know, no, what's her name? Jilly? No, Lily. It starts with a G.
Giovici, the Stars of Sunset?
Yes.
Yeah, Lily.
So she got so many boob jobs, didn't know that either. And, like, they're just, like, all messed up now. She was on Rue's show. I was watching them all back to back. I love
her. I need to know the name of the show.
Oh, yeah. These mutated breasts.
Yes, and she was so, I loved her because she was, like, honest about it.
I feel like I'm at KFC.
Steroids.
But, like, she is so beautiful. To me, and she was talking about how she was like, how when
pretty.
She was younger, her boyfriend was the one who was insecure, and that's why she got a boob job, because her boyfriend wanted her to get bigger boobs. She was I was really dumb.
Was
I was young. Yeah, I still feel like she's insecure. I mean, I feel
100, but that's why the act is always on, and it's this and this and this, and never.
But I think it takes like a lot of like courage just to be on reality
TV. Absolutely.
Because sometimes you be looking hit. I know I be looking hit. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you be beat. Sometimes you look beat up. And I mean, so I get it.
That's why I love being a boy. I love being a boy. I just throw a fucking t-shirt on.
You gotta figure out.
You
gotta figure it out. Sometimes it takes people 10 years. Sometimes it takes them 3. I'm still working on mine.
I'm a work in progress. But when I get a team, when I get some coins, she gonna be pulled out.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, so what else do you have? I have a reality.
Go ahead, we done.
Okay, honey. So I have two. So the first one is that G-Wagon that Tyga had purchased for Kylie.
Repossessed.
The repo man is looking for the truck, Kylie.
They painted it another color.
Open up your security gate so he can come and repossess the car that Tyga negated to pay since October.
That's so embarrassing.
And you know he has a tax lien in the tune of like $120,000 plus potential eviction on this new place that he's at.
Question. Why are all these mans broke with the Kardashians? First, it was Kanye, and now it's Tyga. Seriously, what's going on? Are you guys trying to marry into the Kardashian name to get the coins? Kanye?
Well, Tyga has money.
Yeah.
If he has money, he would have paid his car note, he wouldn't have a tax lien.
I'm not talking about Tyga. Okay. I'm talking about Yeezy.
Oh.
Yeah, Yeezy has legit coins.
He got coin, but he don't have plural coins.
I think he does. His net worth is more than Kim's, and Kim has endorsements with that. Like,
but we're not talking about, like, what about the debt that has not been paid back? Look at 50 Cent. We can Google him and see that he's worth beaucoups, but you also need to research how much debt he's in. Subtract.
I think
Kanye's
fine. Yeah,
there's loopholes and stuff.
I think he's legitimately fine. I think that tweet with Mark Zuckerberg and all that stuff was just to create some hype.
Marketing.
That's exactly what it was.
That's tacky.
Yeezy know what's up with his queens. Okay, other news. This is great news. Congratulations goes out to The View. They're getting greenlit for another.
Is Raven getting fired?
But the real news in this is The View.
Ooh, and I got something to say about Raven. I can't.
Okay, but wait a second. Bird. So The View has hired their first black executive producer. Yay, and her name is Candy Carter. And some of you might know her, right, Candy girl, from, remember her on... Behind the scenes with Oprah. She was a supervising producer on Oprah's show for many, many years. She's done producing for BET as well as
CBS.
Yes, CBS, and the list goes on. So, shouts out to Candy.
Congratulations.
Maybe she's doing it because they got a black female president for the overall network.
But can we fix Scandal?
Yeah.
And How to Get
but
Away with
Murder?
But
did you see Black-ish last week? Episode was everything.
I cried.
Every episode
was
everything.
It was so good. I got chills. Reality.
I had tears.
Check. Let me say something about Raven so we can go ahead and wrap this up.
She gonna move out the country? Is that what you
I wish she would.
I bought the ticket already, bitch. How you bought the ticket already?
And first of all, okay, let me just go back to this. Let me stay on track. So Raven Simone, she lied about a black reporter at that, Alicia Quarles, pushing her out of the way so that she can talk to Kendall Jenner. And she went on The View and went in on her. She didn't say any names, but we all knew it was Alicia. Shout out
Alicia.
Because
we saw the footage.
Exactly.
Thanks, social media.
But now we have saw the footage, and that is a lie. She needs to go on Murray. I'm done with her.
You are not the host.
And then Donald Trump. Send somebody, please. I need my reparations so I can go back to Africa if he becomes the president.
Honey, how are you going to get there? Are you going
to... I mean, white people always saying, if you're not happy, go back to Africa. Please pay for my plane ticket. No, give me
my... Is that how they're going to have us go?
Wait, Regina, honestly,
a yacht. I'll take that passage back on a yacht.
Ashley could put a GoFundMe account and there would be some ignorant, racist-ass white people that would really...
Let me write that down. GoFundMe back to Africa.
Wait, Keem, let's do this. We can get a real trip.
Look, Jesse trying to go to... Look, I want to go to...
I want to go to St. Lucia.
I like
black people.
Send me out this country, too.
I want to get on that boat.
Where in Africa are you
going? I'm OJ Simpson's son.
Shut up.
You know what? I don't care.
My sister.
Side note, did y'all know that Eddie Murphy is still out here making babies?
Isn't his stuff?
His now girlfriend, Paige, what's her name? Like Paige Hathaway?
Corinne.
Girl, I can't.
He said his stuff smells like Cheez-Its.
I don't even want to
Funyuns. It's like
Funyuns are disgusting.
No, Bugles.
Oh. I used to like Bugles.
Used to.
Yeah.
Somebody gross. That you used to know.
Ew. But nonetheless, yeah, his old self is out here procreating.
We're
and
done.
Paige Hathaway.
To knock it off.
Having another baby. She's another baby mama in the baby mama scandals. Like, I can't. He's not going to keep you, Paige.
No. And he has so many kids. It's not like you just scored.
That's
like
what I'm
financially.
Does Eddie
like,
Griffin be making money? Yeah, like
Eddie's
money.
Eddie Griffin.
Oh, what did you say?
Marty.
Oh, excuse me.
Eddie Griffin got like 18 too, though.
No, yeah, because I'm sitting here like, okay, Eddie Murphy can probably afford that. Eddie Griffin, I'm like, what the fuck's he out here doing? Like, hey, bitches, motherfucker. Come on. You know, Eddie Murphy at least getting money from Shrek still. So.
From Shrek still. Shrek. Right. Okay. I see residuals. Yes. Okay. So anyway, we're gonna start that GoFundMe. The host of BHL would like to go back to Africa, including Jesse.
I want to go to St. Lucia.
Those I'll make roots. Sure they make it there safely, y'all. Send us.
Give us free. Give us free.
Give us free. Get on board.
Hashtag BHL reality check. If you want to donate to our GoFundMe, oh send us God. Back to Africa, just go ahead and do that in increments of $5 or more.
The minimum.
The minimum.
Look at you guys' Instagram promo show.
Get on board.
Corinne, where can send everyone find you?
Just say it away.
Jesse, where can everyone...
No.
Put your arms up. Clear your lungs.
Y'all can hit me up at DJ Jesse J and check out my website at jessejanity.com.
And everyone, you can find me at Ashley Gray TV and on Instagram. Well, on Instagram and Twitter, you can find me at Ashley Gray TV. We'll see you next week.
'm executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.